Well, hello there, everybody. I know it's been a little while. Last one of these we did was on July the 2nd, and today is July the 23rd. But, you know, we told you from the outset that sometimes you're just going to have to wait a little bit for them, and in this case, you had to wait 3 weeks. And if you don't like it, you can lump it.
Pretty much.
We've got
to do the best we can.
Captain Josh Olive sitting over here, and sitting over there next to me is Mr. Robert Lukowitz, the manager here at Fish and Franks. We are in the Fish and Franks world headquarters in the bustling metropolis of Charlotte Harbor, and we are here specifically to help you out by offering the place-by-place fishing report, which will start with the Peace River and will work its way around the harbor, eventually making it out to the Gulf of Mexico, then turn around and come right back up the harbor. And every spot we can think of, we're going to try and tell you what's been going on in that area, assuming that we have some reports from people.
Right. This is true.
If we don't have reports, we try to avoid making it up because we don't want you to go to a spot and it's not there. And then you'll be like, hey, why'd you lie about that?
Right.
We don't want to be those people.
No.
Would you like to get started with the report, Robert?
Some of these spots are going to be fairly quick.
I expect the beginning of this will go rapidly.
Let's start it off in the beginning, first of all, is that it is July. Towards the end of July, it's our rainy season. The Peace River is flowing. Myakka River is flowing. All the canals are flowing with fresh water. It's blooming hot out. It's normal this time of year that a lot of our fish move out of those areas. So it's not necessarily anything you're doing wrong because there's so many new people in this area that this is their first summer.
And yeah, if they I catch anything? I was catching great 3 months ago.
Exactly. And on top of that, it's small shrimp season. You know, every summer it happens where you have peewee shrimp. It's hard to get big shrimp, and that's just normal. But the small shrimp work because the fish forever have had the same problem, so they're used to it. So it's all about matching that hatch kind of thing. So don't think you're doing anything wrong, or don't think there's a conspiracy theory with all the bait shops not having big shrimp. It's a normal summertime thing.
We planned it that way.
I know.
Just to mess with you.
Yeah.
That's how we
don't,
are.
We like people yelling at us because we have small shrimp, and we don't like to make money because we're only able to sell small shrimp.
Yep, it's the best.
It is. It's awesome.
Having people say, you ruined my fishing day. Why didn't you plan ahead and order better shrimp?
Yeah, our 3D printer just doesn't work that well.
All right, so with all that having been said,
mm-hmm.
let's kick this thing off with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek.
Well, if you go way upriver above the Navigator, they are getting, they're seeing a lot and hooking a few juvenile tarpon. And that's really about it that is happening up there right now. The rest of it's been very, very slow at best.
And if you wanted to hook up with those fish?
Honestly, I'd be taking freshwater shiners up there. That would be my bait of choice. They're not going to live a long time because there's still some salt water mixed in with it. But if you're in a spot where you're seeing a lot of those tarpon rolling, that's what I would be trying. And if not, you're going to catch a gar's bycatch, which is always fun too. That's about all I have to say about that.
Okay, but elsewhere, pretty slow.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. How about the I-75 bridges?
There were a couple of big snook caught there last week, but that's really the only... Well, wait a minute, I take that back. There was a school of black drum that were hanging out there just below the 75 bridge. I mean, literally, like, within casting distance of it. On both sides of the channel, but more heavily on that north end where that big sandbar flat is at that you gotta be careful of.
Now, how likely is it, though, for those fish to stick around that area and not travel?
They seem to be, like, sporadically moving in and out of there for some reason. I'll hear about them for one day just above the river, above 75, and then I'll hear them just about to the 41 bridge, so they seem to be bouncing back and forth through that area.
Okay. Now, if we're going to target fish here?
Yeah, I wouldn't waste my time. I'd be looking on your way through, but I wouldn't be really targeting anything.
You did say there were a couple big snook.
Mm-hmm. Which, those were incidental bycatches, and literally only two in the last week and a half. So, does that say it's heavy? No.
No, not at all.
I think if you're coming down from upriver to head out, I would stop to check there. And if you're heading back upriver to go back home for some reason, I would stop there. If you're going up to the Navigator for lunch, it's worth stopping and taking a little peek, but I wouldn't devote much time at it.
Dig it. How about the 41 bridges? Live Oak Park.
It's been a little bit better, but not by a lot. They've been catching some juvenile snook throughout the night and early in the morning until about an hour or so after sunrise. Been one redfish that I heard about, a couple of whiting, and some bull sharks, baby bull sharks. That's pretty much about it. I've not heard of any tarpon there at all. They should be there, but haven't heard of them.
And those black drum?
A few. But not anything major like that school is. It's bouncing back and forth up above it.
Gotcha.
Which I don't really totally understand. It's a little confusing. You would think they'd like that. Both bridges.
Well, catch one and ask him.
Yeah, okay, I'll get right on that.
Lashley Pier.
Tie a balloon to his tail, see where he goes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you interrogate a fish.
Right. Lashley Pier is kind of the same. Been a few snook there and a couple of bull sharks, but it's been pretty quiet. I mean, water temperature, one of my customers was in yesterday, and he said it was 91.8 or 91.6. That's pretty toasty.
Yep. You would never keep your aquarium that warm.
No. No. Not at all.
Okay. How about the Bayshore Pier?
Bayshore Pier, a couple of small bull sharks. That's all that I've heard of being caught there. Pretty darn quiet.
Okay. The Salt and Brackish Port Charlotte Canals.
Same thing. Been a few snook, a few black drum, and quite a few juvenile tarpon rolling throughout all those canals, but nobody's really been catching them. It's been on the quiet side. Lots of little fry back there behind our house. But there's not even ladyfish busted on them.
How's the catfish bite been?
Pretty good. I mean, if you want hardhead cats, there's plenty of them in there. The occasional sail cat, but mostly hardheads.
Hey, at least it's something.
Yeah. Definitely something.
Alrighty. Eljobean.
Eljobean has had a few snook at night and some tarpon early in the morning right at sunrise. Juvenile tarpon. Not anything adult-like. But that's all I've heard there. Just a few guys that are night fishing or dawn's crack fishing.
But no cobia.
Nothing.
Obviously no sheep's head.
Nope. I haven't even heard of any snapper there.
Okay. Myakka mouth down to marker 8.
Just a couple of baby bull sharks. That's it. It's been real quiet there. There's a lot of little schools of bigger thread fins as you get down towards marker 8, but nothing else. I haven't heard of anything in the cutoff, any of that.
So nothing eating those threadies?
Nope.
Not even some jacks?
Nope. Not even Spanish.
Okay. The South Gulf Cove Canals.
Mayan cichlids. I did that talk week and a half ago, I think. Week ago?
Yep.
I don't know. Week and a half ago.
Did you yell at them to give you more reports?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And they had several guys have been catching a lot of the Mayan cichlids, a few tilapia, a couple of bass, and a couple of small snook. But mostly they talked about the Mayan cichlids that they're catching.
What are they eating?
Most of the guys are catching them on worms or pieces of small shrimp. Nobody really throws a beetle spin back there or anything like that, but I know that'll catch them.
Oh, it'll catch them. It'll catch them. The West Wall.
Pretty quiet. There's been some redfish and snook up underneath the bushes, but mainly closer towards Cape Hayes. And most of those fish over there are hitting dead bait. cut mullet, cut ladyfish, cut up sardines or thread fins, any basically bait fish that you could cut up and chunk and throw up underneath the bushes and sit and wait. No cobia, no pompano, nothing on the bar. It's been really quiet over there.
Okay, how about Cape Hayes itself?
That's where it starts to turn on a little bit better. On the bar itself, to the drop-off side, on the Turtle Bay side of it, Spanish mackerel, ladyfish, a few trout, bonnethead sharks. What else have we got going on over there? That's about it that I've heard of right there on Cape Hayes. But once you get up in the other areas, it starts to get a little bit better.
Okay. With that mixed assortment out there, what are you doing? Fish and shrimp? Or?
Yeah, most of the guys are fish and shrimp. Some guys are able to find white bait, but they're working really hard for it. So most of the guys are using shrimp or artificials. You know, spoons have been the popular one, or, you know, shad tail.
Now, we're still in our peewee shrimp season.
Mm-hmm.
So don't think you're going to come in here and get yourself 3 dozen handpicks to go out here and fish.
No. But they're eating those little shrimp, so what difference does it make? Just got to be big in our mind.
Well, you know the difference that it makes is that nobody wants to cast with those little shrimp.
Yeah, it's hard to.
Everybody thinks that, you know, if I put it on a jig head, then the hook's so big that they're not even going to pay attention to the shrimp. They're not even going to see it's there. All they're going to see is the jig head, which I haven't found that to be the case.
No, neither have I.
You know, you can put a casting bubble on to give yourself some extra added weight to cast with. You can put them underneath a weighted float, or if you don't have a weighted float, then just pinch a split shot on there right up above the hook and give yourself some casting weight. But, you know, you can find ways to cast those shrimp.
Absolutely. And like you said, they work fine on a jig head. I've not seen an instance where those little shrimp didn't work on a jig head.
Yeah.
You know, people just, like I said, they all think they need something grandiose.
Yep. And, of course, when the little shrimp are what's out there, then little shrimp are what they're eating.
Yeah.
So even if you did have some big shrimp, if you happen to get here right as, you know, you guys have the big shrimp and there's a handful of them available and you get those, you take them out, you might not do as well with those big shrimp on there because the fish haven't seen a big shrimp for the last 3 or 4 weeks.
Right. That's what they do.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Turtle and bull bays.
A lot of snook. A lot of redfish. Even been a handful of trout in there, but mostly snook and redfish. And once again, most of them are all up underneath the bushes. Any pinch points where you've got good flowing water is ideal. And cut bait there again is still king, and shrimp are working fairly well, and so is white bait if you can find it. None of the snook have been real big though. Almost everything I've heard about in there has been 24 inches or smaller. I'm sure there's still a few big fish in there, but nobody's catching them.
Well, yeah. I mean, they don't get big by being stupid.
No. Especially in there during the daytime when there's so much boat traffic zipping and zigging in and all that out of there.
If you're willing to go in there in the evening or get there really early in the morning and use a little bit bigger bait, you know, a larger fish for bait rather than that little shrimp that's going to get eaten by the first little fish that sees it, then I think that probably would give you a better shot at some of those bigger snook.
Oh, absolutely. Casting out a nice live ladyfish. Let it sit on the bottom.
Or a nice dead ladyfish.
Yeah.
Or a nice half a mullet. You know, if you can get it past the sharks that are in there, too.
Yeah. There has been a few of those, just not too many people catching them. They're just seeing them.
Yep. Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef.
Let's see. Spanish mackerel. And Spanish mackerel.
Bunch of Spanish mackerel? Or a few Spanish mackerel? Or piles of Spanish mackerel?
All around that whole area, there has been good numbers the last several days.
Anything out there with the Spanish mackerel?
A couple of sharks, small to like 6-7 foot.
Let's call those small to medium.
Okay. Small to medium.
Okay, no trout out there?
Nope.
Because I know they like that spot when the flats get too warm for them. They like to move out and get into a little bit deeper water.
They usually do, but they're actually just a little bit further to the southwest of there.
Gotcha. So we just hadn't got to that point yet.
We're almost at that point.
What you're telling me is I'm jumping the gun and I should stop.
Correct.
Okay. Gasparilla Sound.
Out in front of Devilfish, both on the harbor side and the intercoastal side, in that 5 to 8 feet of water, some trout and Spanish mackerel. And then that kind of follows suit all the way up to the Placida Trestle on the intercoastal. They seem to be getting those trout out there in that 5 to 7 feet of water. You just got to be prepared to get bit off or catch a Spanish bye-bye catch. And then the snook and redfish have been doing fair up along the shoreline, especially closer to Widden Creek and Catfish Creek. But key thing is moving water. If you don't have much moving water out there, forget it. They are not cooperating. And most of it's been early morning or evening bites. If you're going out there in the middle of the day, my suggestion is go over there and hang out at the sandbar until the evening and then go fish those spots.
Yeah.
Enjoy the cooler water, which isn't a whole lot cooler because it's running about 88 to 89 degrees down there.
Well, I mean, 3 degrees is significant.
Oh, it's huge. That's why most of your fish are down there right now, is because of that.
How about La Placida? Placida Pier, Placida Trestle, Coral Creek Pier, Gasparilla Pass.
Oh, Gasparilla Pass, been some Spanish mackerel. There have been some bigger tarpon in there off and on. And then off the trestle itself, there has been some snook, but most of them are being caught at night. And I did hear of one redfish that was caught from a boater that was fishing the trestle. And that was about a 30-incher.
I'm not going to put one redfish in here.
I know, but just saying. At least it was a confirmed catch. I got to see the picture and everything.
One confirmed redfish.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
It's better than just hearsay about it. That one was actually a photograph.
Well, yeah, a hearsay redfish you probably wouldn't even talk about. But a confirmed redfish. But you got to have at least 3 redfish before I'm going to write it down.
But we've been talking about some of the redfish being caught in other locations, similar and close to.
Yes, we have. And it's very possible that there's more than one redfish there, even though only one was confirmed by photographic evidence.
Right.
All right. I'll write it down. Might be some redfish around.
Right.
How's that? Is that a good compromise?
It's a good compromise.
I'm glad we were able to reach this decision. Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay. Trout out in that 5 to 7 feet of water. There has been a handful of snook underneath the docks on the mainland side and also over on the island side of like Palm Island and Don Pedro area. And that's really about it that I've gotten for reports there.
No redfish? Confirmed or otherwise?
Hearsay, but nothing confirmed.
Hearsay redfish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're not going to write down the hearsay redfish.
Correct.
That's the decision that we made.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I should be with it for most of the time.
Inglewood Anger Pier.
A couple of small sharks, a couple of bonnet heads, and a few snook at night. Other than that, it's been super quiet there.
Super quiet.
Yeah. I would think the Spanish would be there and the trout should be there, but nope.
They should be. No good reason to not be.
Nope, not at all.
Except that they're not. Somehow that's just the way it goes.
Yes.
The Venice Jetties.
Big snook at night. A couple of tarpon at night. And then during the daytime, they begin some okay mangrove snapper. And Spanish mackerel and jacks have been coming through there fairly regularly. The jacks are small and the Spanish are kind of an assortment of sizes from 12 inches all the way up to about 18 inches. But they've just been coming through in spurts. It doesn't seem to matter which way the tide's going. They're just showing up in moments.
Well, I mean, they're kind of on patrol.
Yeah.
the same thing the bluefish do when they go through that area. They go up, they go down, they go up, they go down. It doesn't seem to matter what the tide's doing.
Right.
Except that when the tide's flowing, they're usually feeding a little better.
Right.
But you still see those fish no matter what.
Oh, absolutely.
I like that place. All right, moving out to the Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing and trolling on the reefs and wrecks.
We'll start at the furthest point. We got the red snapper, red grouper, and some gag grouper in that 140 to 160 feet of water, with the pelagics being some bonita, a couple of blackfin, and the guy saw a sailfish, did half a lap around the boat and disappeared. And a couple of African pompano.
Ooh.
Not great big studs, but enough for the one lady. It was her first one she's ever caught. She was happy, and that fish was like, oh gosh, what did she tell me? It was like 28 inches or something like that. It was a darn good fish.
That's not bad.
I'd be happy to catch one of those.
Mm-hmm. All right, bring it in a little closer.
A little bit closer would be the mangrove snapper, lane snapper, some yellowtail snapper, 25 to 30 mile range, basically 75 to 100 feet of water. And those snapper are still segregated where it's this reef is mostly lanes and then this reef is mostly mangs. But chumming real heavy has been the best thing for him, and one guy did really good on some good sized mangs by using chopped up ballyhoo.
There you go.
He said he tried his squid, tried his sardines, tried his shrimp, all of his favorite things, and couldn't get any of them, so he had a box of ballyhoo, diced them up, and started wearing them out. He got a 3.5 pounder and one other one, and I can't remember how big it was. It was close to 3.5 pounds.
Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we all have our favorite baits out there, and it's usually all the same baits. So this fish see all those baits all the time.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you start throwing something different, you know, even if it's mullet, nobody ever uses finger mullet out there.
No.
So take finger mullet. Cut up finger mullet. Take ballyhoo. Cut up ballyhoo. Take anything that's not what everybody else is using, and you can get those fish fired up.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always fun to throw something at them that they're not used to seeing.
Yeah, because they do. I mean, fish are kind of stupid, but they're not completely stupid. They do eventually learn to associate those baits with hooks.
Yes.
So give them something a little bit different.
Nope, I agree.
All right, how about the near shore?
Near shore has been some barracuda, a couple of oddball small grunts. And that's pretty much it. I've heard of a couple permit, have yet to see any pictures, but very few. Several people have told me they've seen them. A couple people said they've hooked them, but very inconsistent on the permit.
We're going to call them rumored permit.
There you go. That works.
Okay. Alrighty. Now we begin with the passes. Punta Rasa.
A couple of redfish. That's it. Nothing else there.
Redfish pass.
A couple of redfish there. A few snook. Been those fish breeding there along that seawall that everyone likes to fish down there. And Flipper is enjoying every meal that you're throwing back at him. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm. All right, Captiva pass.
Been a couple of redfish, a few snook. What did he catch there? He didn't catch me. He was seeing tarpon. Gentleman seeing tarpon in the pass and just inside the pass on the intercoastal, but he couldn't get him to chew anything. The only thing he didn't try was dead bait. But he had a couple of crabs because he was going to go out and look for permit, but it was too windy. So he threw the crabs, and he had some live thread fins and nothing.
Alrighty. Boca Grand Pass.
Kind of the same thing. You know, there's been a couple of big redfish caught there. A few mangroves. The tarpon have been in and out of there. Just nothing consistent. A few tarpon that have been around are ones that have broken away and are kind of cruising the intercoastal back and forth.
Now, in our last report 3 weeks ago, we said lots and lots of tarpon biting in the early morning on crabs and threadies. And now, here we are 3 weeks later, and the tarpon are just in and out.
And I have no idea where they went. I don't know if they've cruised north along the beaches up towards Venice, because that's where I've had several reports. You know, they've been in the past, they've been in the intercoastal, but they have not moved inside the harbor the way they should. So, it's definitely a lot off in that department.
Okay. Matt Lachey.
Matt Lachey, I've got nothing.
The south end of Pine Island Sound.
A few tarpon here and there cruising, some sharks, Spanish mackerel, and trout, and they all seem to be out in that 7 to 15 feet of water. You know, you got some potholes out there and some deeper troughs right along the ICW that drop down to 12 to 15, depending on the day. But it's just a mixed barrage of stuff. I haven't heard about the snook or the redfish, but they should be there if you're into fishing those bushes and stuff down there. Just haven't had any reports on those.
How about the north end of Pine Island Sound?
Same thing. Cut and paste.
Cut and paste.
Yep.
Well, if I cut, then the report won't be there anymore. I'll copy and paste.
Oh, copy and paste.
There we go. Copy.
Sorry, I'm old school. Paste. Kind of like a paper calendar.
Paper calendars.
Yeah.
Jug Creek Shoals and Bokelia.
Got nothing there.
No reports.
Nope.
Why can't I spell reports?
I don't know.
Burnt Store and Tupine.
Been a few snook and redfish along the bushes there. Once again, dead bait's working really good. And then on top of the bar and just on the outside edge of the bar, there has been a few small sharks of the bonnet heads, sharp nose, and black nose. Haven't heard of any black tips down there, but where the black nose and sharp nose are at, usually there's a good possibility of a black tip there also.
Usually.
Usually.
Not always.
No. But if they all disappear, that means a big shark showed up. Which, this is the time of year where it could happen because you got lemon sharks starting to move into the harbor.
It could. East Side Keys.
Very slim pickings. Lots of little snook on the outside edges. Been one redfish, again. Confirmed catch. Saw the picture. And then they've also been getting the bonnet heads over there, too. And that's running about 90 degrees. It's just a degree and a half cooler there. And that's just because of that push in from Boca Grande.
Right.
Seems to help it a little bit better.
But still, quite warm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Alligator Creek.
Enough to kill any bait that you have in your live well, so you got to be real careful with that.
Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, Skating Rink.
Nothing.
No thing.
Sorry about that.
It's fine. We'll forgive you.
Okay.
Ponce de Leon Park.
A couple of big black drum and a couple of small bull sharks. Guys are still trying to catch those big snook there. One guy supposedly poached one from there that he caught about a week and a half ago. Customer was telling me about.
Nice.
Yeah, that was a real nice treat. Guy said he cooked it, pulled it out of the water, looked like he was going to take a picture of it, and grabbed his pole and walked away briskly into his car and drove away.
Nice.
They did get a picture of his license plate and were calling the man, but for whatever that's worth.
Yeah. Some people are just garbage.
Pretty much.
PGI Canals and Punta Gorda.
Black drum. Black drum.
What are they eating?
couple of guys have caught them on paddle tails or shad tails. And then the other ones, mostly guys are catching them on frozen blue crabs. Been a little strange on that department. And then, of course, a lot of juvenile tarpon, but everyone's just seeing them, not hooking them. That's canal tarpon for you.
Okay. The Gilchrist Pier.
Nothing.
No thing. Alligator Creek Reef.
Been a couple of Spanish there. A couple of sharks, but overall, extremely slow. No snapper, no anything else, just quiet, pretty much.
What you're saying is don't bother.
If I'm driving past it, I'll like troll a spoon as I'm going past it, slow down and kind of watch the bottom machine and so troll, but yeah, I'm not wasting any time other than just kind of idling through the area looking.
Dig. 20-foot holes?
Lots of thread fins and a few sharks, but mostly Pirate Harbor hole is better for the sharks. And they're, once again, the black nose, Atlantic sharp nose. And a couple small bulls.
Spanish out here?
A few, but completely incidental bycatch.
We'll call them random.
There you go.
Okay. Bait fish?
Bait fish. Good luck.
Well, we know that we have some thread fins in the 20-foot holes.
Yeah, the thread fins have been out there in the 20-foot holes all the way down to Boca Grande Pass. White bait. Ever since that moon last week and the rain, they've disappeared. Marker two, virtually none, except for small, small thread fins that people confuse for white bait, except for it dies 100 times faster.
You think I can use the word unobtainium?
There you go.
You think that'll go over people's heads?
I like it. No, I would do that.
Okay. Whitefish are unobtainium since the full moon.
White bait?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll go with that.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, anything else out there? Pinfish?
Nope.
Ballyhoo?
Nope.
Anchovies?
Nope.
Well, Spanish sardines?
Little tiny ones, probably. Little glass minnows, bay anchovies.
Uh-huh.
Probably.
Itsy bitsies?
Little itsy bitsy stuff. Yeah.
Stuff you can't even think about trying to cast net?
Yeah, unless you got an umbrella net, maybe. But no other bait to speak of. Nobody's even catching blue crabs out there. I guess there's 300 pots up there on the river. And even those guys are crying that there's not much happening.
Yeah. Okay, how about the freshwater canals, creeks, ponds, and lakes?
Both the Port Charlotte and North Port canals are doing pretty darn good. Fine moving water, whether it's the spill dam or going under in a culvert pipe. That seems to be the better places for them, and they're catching Mayan cichlids, a few bluegill I've heard about, a couple of tilapia, and a handful of bass. And I'm not sure which have been bigger, the bass or the Mayan cichlids, because it's been all over the map over there.
Right.
Yeah. And if you go way up Shell Creek, they're getting a few bluegill up there.
Good ones?
Good ones, like hand size.
Nice.
One of our employees took peg leg up there, and they caught a couple Mayans, handful of bluegill, and looked like a couple channel cats.
Cool.
Yeah.
Channel cats are always fun.
Yeah, they
such
are.
An underrated fish.
Very.
I mean, even as a sport fish,
mm-hmm.
really underrated with the way those things fight. You hook one on a shiner,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to think it's a good bass.
Oh, yeah.
And then you reel it up, and it's a 3-pound channel catfish. And most of the guys get so disappointed by that, but, you know, it was fun, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
What's the matter with you people? Okay.
We get spoiled by having too many fish around here.
Yeah, I guess. Tarpon reports.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're actually going to do the tarpon map while you're sitting here this time.
Okay.
So we're going to start with the white dots, the less than 50% chance of hookup. Where do you think I ought to put some white dots here?
Along the intercoastal.
along the intercoastal. So, like up here at Placida.
Mm-hmm.
So, like down here by Devilfish.
Yep.
So, on the hill.
Yep.
So, down here in Pine Island Sound.
Yep.
So, way down here in South Pine Island Sound.
Yep.
Okay. What about down here at the bridge between Fort Myers Beach and Sanibel?
I haven't heard of any there. They should be there, but I have not heard of any there.
And you probably would have if it was going great. So I'm going to put a white dot there, too.
Okay.
Okay. Do I need any white dots up here in the harbor, or is there just no point?
There's just no point.
No point. All right. Yellow dots, my 50-50 shots. Where should I be putting these?
Boca Pass, and then from Captiva Pass all the way up to Venice.
Boca Pass, and then Captiva Pass, and then Gasparilla Pass.
There's been a couple in there, just not a ton.
Should I put a yellow dot?
Yeah, probably.
I'll put a yellow dot. Okay. And then here's Venice Inlet. I'll put a yellow dot up here. And should I put a yellow dot out here on the beach in between?
Yeah.
Okay. Yellow dot. All right. Is there any place I could put a red dot?
No.
The best bet of hookup?
Nope.
The best chance of catching a tarpon?
Not at all.
No place to put a red dot?
No.
Okay. What if I put a red dot right here on the shop?
Sure,
why not? Will that confuse people?
It probably would.
People would be scratching their little heads about that. I could put a red dot here in the PGI canals.
Nope.
No? I guess not. Mm-hmm. All right. No red dots then.
No.
That'll be fine. Okay. Well, according to this, that's the last segment for the fishing report.
Gotcha.
I feel sad now that it's over.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything you'd like to add to this? Any just general overall advice? Any words of wisdom? Any parting shots?
I would say if you're tarpon fishing, keep an eye out for them coming into the harbor, because I'm surprised they're not here yet.
Could be here any minute.
Could be.
Could start rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
Could randomly show up.
Yep.
Or,
and then if you're going to be down by the intercoastal and you still want to try to catch them, cut bait. Cut bait has been king down there on the tarpon with the few that they are catching.
Now, when you're talking about cut bait for tarpon, are you talking about a chunk of ladyfish out there on the bottom, or are you talking about, like, a whole dead mullet?
Both. Take your pick. They aren't scared. You know, I like using the bigger chunks or the whole thing, because then you reduce your catfish.
Right.
The only drawback to it is that you are going to get sharks.
Well, that's a drawback only if you choose for it to be.
Right. But most guys that are targeting tarpon don't want anything to do with the sharks.
Well.
Especially since they're using a dollar to a dollar 50 trocar hook. Lose that to a shark, it kind of gets a little, damn. That sucks.
Just I guess.
Took my hook. Well, hooks are hard to get, so finding the right one that suits you for tarpon.
But if you're using cut bait, don't you think we could get away with a little bit of wire?
I think you probably could, but most of the guys won't.
I mean, come on. This is old school. This is how it was done back in the day.
I know.
It was always wire leader.
Always.
Because you knew you were going to get sharked.
But the fish are smarter than we are.
Do you think they are?
No, not really. Yeah. Just sounded good in theory. I was trying to make some either. People feel good about themselves out there.
I think some people ought to look back at the way it used to be done and see if we can make that work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think.
I can order in some Dacron line, too, if that'll make you feel better.
Can you get me a single-speed reel?
Yeah.
That'll spin backwards while the fish is running?
I probably could find you one online.
That would be fun.
Uh-huh.
Nothing like a knuckle breaker.
Nope. Want nothing to do with it.
And we'll paddle the boat out there.
Yes. That would be great. I like Deliverance. We've got our little oars in our hand.
Listen, I'm not saying we have to do it all the old school way. I'm just saying that maybe some of the old school ways might work if you're worried about losing your dollar and a half hook.
Right. I agree.
That's it. That's all I'm saying. Settle down.
I'm
cool
good.
It, Bob.
You're right. Sorry I got so excited there for a minute.
All right. We will plan to do one of these again next week. Are we doing one of these next week?
Mm-hmm.
Are you still going out to Arizona?
Theoretically, yes.
Okay, so we'll plan to do one of these next week, but we won't plan to do one the week after.
Correct.
So if we miss next week, then we'll definitely miss the week after that.
Right.
And if we don't miss next week, we're still going to miss the week after that.
Yep.
So If we don't have one next week, we won't have one the week after that. We definitely would have one the week after that, though, right?
Correct.
In theory.
Yes.
Listen, we'll do our best, okay? We know it's a weekly fishing report. We know you guys want to hear it. We want to supply it to you. We really do.
So, try to do our best.
As soon as we can be here for you again, we will be. In the meantime, come on down to the shop, pat Robert on the head, tell him how much you like him, maybe give him a hug. No?
You're a nut.
All right. We're wrapping it up. We'll see y'all again later. Say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.